Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news update. Law enforcement officials and community members are asked to recognize fallen police officers today. Today is Peace Officer Memorial Day, which first started in 1962 and is a recognition of police officers across the nation who have lost their lives in the line of duty. Fraternal Order of Police Tuscora Lodge No. 4 President Robert Everett believes the day is important to remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice.
There are so many police officers throughout the country who have now descended on Washington, D.C., and there are activities the entire week. So all we're asking is that the folks memorialize and respect and take a moment to thank the police officers for the job they do.
Lodge No. 4 and local law enforcement will be participating by wearing black and blue bands as a symbol of the fallen brothers and sisters. Everett notes that the community is encouraged to get involved two different ways, such as using hashtag Police Week on social media.
We would certainly ask that you maybe make some type of a post or a tweet that shows your support for law enforcement on this solemn occasion. The other is, if you have a flag at home or if you're a privately owned business, we would ask you to lower that flag from sunrise to sunset.
He adds that as a county, we are very fortunate due to the many citizens who support the police departments. School officials are asking Dover residents to respond if you receive a phone call regarding an educational survey. The survey period runs through Friday. School officials note that the telephone survey references community education matters. This is a sanctioned survey as a research effort to know how the district is performing. Dover residents are encouraged to take a few moments to respond to the survey if you are contacted. The results will be made public once the data has been processed. Questions can be directed to Dover Superintendent Carla Burney at 330-364-1906. The Tuscarawas County Commissioners were presented with information regarding the area's youth tobacco use during Monday morning's meeting. Students from the Youth to Youth program, which focuses on youth-led prevention and making healthy choices to stay away from substances, researched and collected data from area retailers and schools. Dover High School students Brennan Mathias and Logan Kazelman explained to the commissioners how the tobacco policies and procedures are mandated within Tuscarawas County.
Just talked about different statistics around tobacco and how our county is kind of failing in some regards with tobacco-related things. So youth, we want to try to prevent youth from doing tobacco, and there's a lot of things that we still need to work on in order to prevent that to happen.
In their presentation, Mathias explained that there are 106 tobacco retailers in Tuscarawas County, and 23 of them are within 1,000 feet of a park or K-12 school. In Tuscarawas County, the youth smoking rate is at 10.6%. Within the program, the students, in partnership with the Sheriff's Office and the Health Commissioner, executed compliance checks to area tobacco retailers. Out of 10 retailers, only one sold cigarettes to an underage individual. The Fuel Depot in New Philadelphia was fined after the compliance check was completed. The Youth to Youth program is within 8 out of 9 school districts in the county and is led by Amy Miller from Personal and Family Counseling Services. And looking at your state news, a University of Akron student has won the job of master builder at a Lego center opening in Central Ohio later this year. Max Davidson beat out more than 70 other contestants in a Lego building competition to win the role. Davidson will help create life-size Lego models of notable Ohioans and other landmarks at the new Legoland Discovery Center in Columbus. And in your sports news, Cleveland lost in Detroit 6-3 last night. The Indians' record currently stands at 20-20. The Tribe play the Tigers again tonight at 7:10. Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals goes to the Golden State Warriors. They beat the Rockets in Houston 119-106. Game 2 in that series is tomorrow night. Game 2 in the Eastern Conference Finals is tonight. The Cavs try and avoid going down 0-2. Start time in Boston is at 8:30. News This Morning is brought to you by Lawn Motor Company in Sugar Creek, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? Lawn Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close to showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to Lahm Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A gray 2007 Nissan Titan SE King Cab 4x4, 8-cylinder engine, bed liner, and alloy wheels. A silver 2009 BMW X3 with panoramic sunroof, heated leather, all-wheel drive, and rain-sensing wipers. And a black 2013 Toyota Tacoma with SR5 package, double cab, 4x4, cloth seats, and traction control. See these and other great vehicles at Lahm Motor Company on Broadway and Sugar Creek or at lahmmotorsco.com.
Any patchy fog early today dissipates. Partly sunny, warm, and humid. Highs in the low 80s with showers and thunderstorms likely again this afternoon into this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s. Wednesday and Thursday, the threat of showers and thundershowers will become a little bit more scattered in nature. Partly sunny both days with high temperatures in the upper 70s. Rain is likely as we head into Friday with highs in the lower 70s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
For news, sports, and weather, remember you can visit us at WTUZ.com. From the newsroom, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.